Midwestern U.S. state of Ohio say a gunman has killed 9 people and wounded 16 others. Dayton police say Saturday on his Twitter account that they had officers in the immediate vicinity when the shooting began and were able to respond and put an end to it quickly. Police say the gunman, whose identity has not been released, is dead. FBI is assisting. The shooting in the Oregon Entertainment District of the city came just hours after another mass shooting, and that is in the community of El Paso in the U.S. state of Texas, as that area continues to grieve and regroup after a shooting at a local Walmart resulted in 20 deaths and 26 additional injuries. Investigators say that the shooter went into the store with a rifle and started firing. Governor Greg Abbott.
On a day that would have been a normal day for someone to leisurely go shopping, turned into one of the most deadly days in the history of Texas.
El Paso Mayor DeMarco praised first responders and sought to allay the fears of the community.
El Paso is too strong to be broken by a cowardly act like this one. I want to assure the El Paso community that we are safe. We are safe.
President Trump said on Twitter that he had spoken to the Texas governor and had pledged a total support of the federal government. The United States and the Taliban have officially started their 8th round of negotiations in Doha, with both sides indicating that this round may be the result or may result in a deal to end the longest U.S. war in history. There seems to be some misunderstanding about the content of the agreement by both the U.S. and Taliban. Taliban views it as an agreement to withdraw foreign troops, particularly U.S. forces. The chief U.S. negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, views the deal differently, saying that U.S. presence in Afghanistan is conditions-based. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark